Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
From the center of the galaxy, this is the Four Center podcast feed. I'm Ken Napsok for another edition of Star Wars Rank. Being a guest, ranking things in Star Wars, it doesn't get more simple than that. And to rank with me today is Joseph Scrimshaw. Welcome, sir.
I am ready for some simple ranking. Very, very excited for this topic.
This came together because we needed a simple rank. Sometimes we'll come up with a great topic, and you and I spend days researching our picks, digging into it. And we're both, life is starting to return to normal. There's other social responsibilities and work and everything. And we were like, man, let's do a rank that's easy and simple. I tossed out what I thought was too silly of an idea. You came back with a list. And I was like, we've got legs. So Joseph, today we are going to rank our Kenner, our classic Kenner figures we wanted. I always love to accidentally stumble onto the title during the recording. Kids, don't do that if you want to be a professional. Toys we wish Kenner made. I like that as well. Here's the pitch. We're going back to the classic Kenner line, the 77 to what, 85 line. We are daydreaming about figures that we wish would have been made at the time, which means, Joseph, let's talk a little bit about Power of the Force 2, which you always talk excellently on the point of, like, some of our wishes came true a little bit later on.
Yeah, that was part of the dream of Power of the Force. Not just that Star Wars action figures were back and they'd make a new and, you know, using advanced action figure technology versions of all of the classics, but that they would make some of the ones that you pine for as a kid. And that was some of my real excitement with Power of the Force. Things like Tarkin and, you know, I could go on and on with examples of one of the first Empire Strikes Back Luke they put out was... It's Dagobah training. It's the Bespin fatigue pants, but his, you know, big old arms, his guns are out. And he had big guns right away. So there are some things on my list when you suggest this, toys we wish Kenner made. Some of them are a little bit of takes on things that Power of the Force did eventually make. But I also tried to include some things that never truly got made.
Yeah, yeah, and some of the things that might pop up we've maybe even mentioned before, joked about before, and some of my list, I was like, wait, I maybe I've mentioned this somewhere else, but this is what I love doing Star Wars Ranked, especially now 6 years into talking Star Wars with you, Joseph. It's sometimes fun to refresh even old ideas and put them down for the permanent record. And yeah, some of these ideas are, I don't want to say silly, I just, they're on the side of like, yeah, fun and dreamy, and others are like, yeah, no, we should have got that. Why didn't we get that? So, you know what I mean? Like, did you set any limits on your imagination, Joseph, for this one?
No, you know, I think we also just really wanted to have a topic here that we could have some fun with. So some of my ideas are definitely silly. Some of them are in that line of like, wouldn't it have been bonkers if they made this? But then compared to some of the things they made, actually not that crazy. And a few of them are the like, yes, that is my heart's desire. Yes, if I had a monkey paw, I might choose this.
Jesus. And again, we're going back in time in a way. So we are keeping to the original trilogy, do era, and do special editions count? We'll leave that up to you all to decide. We did get some of those figures later on, like we were talking about, but let's go back in time to the Christmases around 77, 78, up to about 85, and daydream about the Star Wars toys we wish Kenner made. There you go. Joseph, we're going to work our way 5-1, beginning with your number 5.
My number 5, I just had to start with a figure that I think is both silly and a figure that I truly, deeply wish they would have made back in the day. And that is, of course, everyone's favorite Star Wars character, Pigface. And by Pigface, I mean Dr. Cornelius Evazan. And part of the reason that I wish they made him back in the day, he was the one of the ones that they made in Power of the Force. I was like, yes, finally they made him. But he would not have been called Dr. Evazan back in the late 70s, early 80s. He definitely would not have had a name. He would have just been Pigface in the same great tradition of Pruneface and Walrus Man, you know?
So, 100%.
Yeah, not only would I want the figure to just be like, okay, well, what would he look like if they, you know, had that as a molding challenge of that, you know, weird melted face with the pig nose. Maybe it'd just be pig nose instead of pig face, but I think pig face. But I would have grown up telling everybody, one of my favorite characters in Star Wars, he's only on screen for just a second, but, you know, pig face, he's Walrus Man's best friend.
Yeah, I think you stumbled on the reason they probably didn't make it is that, you know, how do we sculpt that? Hammerhead is easier to sculpt than this. Walrus Man, we can make a walrus face. We can't, this half melted, deformed pig face, that's our 77 technology can't do it. So I get it. But also at the same time, it does feel incomplete that he's not there.
Absolutely. And, you know, with the way they got so inventive with the cantina creatures that they made, you know, that Walrus Man has flipper feet and, Hammerhead is wearing a blue jumper like he has predicted the rise of Jazzercise coming in just a few years at that time. Who knows what they would have done with Pigface? What kind of weird, bright purple he might have been wearing. Maybe his feet would have actually been little pig hooves.
That's it. That's the one.
Dare to dream what Pigface could have been and how it would have changed my life, Ken.
Yeah, what accessory? Just a good blaster, or we got a drink in his hand? What do we got with those old Kenner molds?
Oh yeah, I know. I mean, they weren't making fun and weird things like drinks yet. So I think he definitely would have just come with a blaster. And I think if I remember correctly, I don't remember if it's what they actually came with or what I just ended up pairing them with, but I think they would have had the like little plastic E11 because that's that was a blaster, you know?
Yeah, that was you're right. It was like E11. No, what's that? It's space gun.
E11, DL44, or Leia's blaster.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Oh, that's a great start. That's a great thing. Yeah, and part of the fun of dreaming of these lists is just imagining what they actually would look like based on the mold abilities back in the day.
Yeah, imagine looking at a character with a pig face, a purple jumper, pig hooves, and then thinking this is a badass who has the death sentence on 12 systems.
Yeah, you know, I don't like to put pressure on our friend Brian Ward, but I wouldn't mind seeing that dreamed up.
So that's my number five, and maybe it should have been my number one. So I'm very excited about Pig Face.
No, that's great. That's a great start. I feel bad with my number five because it's not exciting. I started out with just like, yeah, what did I actually want? And it's a kind of a boring figure, but that also keeps in line with Kenner kind of way at a time. I mean, General Crick's Maidine with his pointer. I mean, that's not exciting. Even the Emperor with his cane. I mean, what kind of figure is that? Some of the figures we got were just kind of, Imperial dignitary is in the Hall of Fame for a reason. I'm just like old man in robe. Got it. Not an exciting figure. So with that, my number five is General Jan Dodonna, which of course, in keeping with what you established here with Pigface, Joseph, I think he just would have been Rebel General.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. He would have been meeting guy. Not quite, but.
Briefing guy. I loved Odonna as a character, and he's got a piece of history of being the first to say may the force be with you. And again, thinking of the molds, I don't think he would have looked much different than the Kenobi mold. I think it would have been like, is that Kenobi with a different outfit? Like, what is this there? You couldn't make the hair that much more poofy. You couldn't make the beard that much longer. It just would have been Kenobi, I think, just different paint job, maybe grayer beard, and but the robes say mold. But now think about it. I think I'm just repainting the Kenobi figure
to be General Dodonna or Rebel leader. Yeah, yeah, because like any more modern figure, like you could package him with the strategy board with the cool blue and the circles. Like, right. Nope, not back then. Just if they could figure out the technology to make his beard longer.
Yeah,
that would be as exotic as it got.
Yeah, he might have got, depending on when he came in the run, he might have got a vinyl cape or a cloth cape, maybe. And then you could be tracking down the, vinyl caped rebel leader figure for hundreds of dollars at conventions or more. And as far as accessories, Maidine's pointing stick doesn't come till a little bit later. So I think, I don't know if you have that. He might have had an E11 as well or Leia's blaster as well.
Like, I think he would have come with Leia's blaster because he's so associated with Leia. I'm like, maybe that's just the rebel blaster. Yeah, sure.
That's a great point. It would have been like the great folks at Kenner. They're like, we don't have much to go on. It's Walrus Man, Hammerhead, and that apparently is what the leaders of the rebellion. It's a little blaster. Give it to him. I think that would have been it.
Tucked in his robes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be absolutely great. And you know that we would have bought it back in the day and we would have created many great adventures and more people would know the name Jan Dodonna.
You know why? Yeah. Thank you. Crick's Maidine is a character I knew for the entire time of my Star Wars fandom, once it really kicked up in 83, because I had the figure and his name was on it. I didn't know Dodonna's name. I might have been in like high school before I really learned that. I don't know, beard guy. It's another option to get a name. But yeah, you're right. It would have been if he was named Dodonna, but it would have been Rebel Leader. But
it would have been.
Yeah, but that helps. That's why we learned the names. They're on figures. They're on trading cards.
Yeah.
So that is my number five. The list is up and running, and now we're going to your number four.
My number four, I'm dreaming big. This is one of the ones that I would have actually liked, and maybe because it was Return of the Jedi era when some of these bigger things were made, the price eventually came down because they remained on shelves, so maybe I would have been able to get it, but it would have been expensive. My number four is the Home One vehicle playset. It is a vehicle and a playset. like the Millennium Falcon. Yeah. I'm imagining this very much like the Falcon of like, it wouldn't actually be to scale, right? Because those Moncala cruisers are huge, but it would be pretty big. It would definitely take, you know, the picture of the 80s child with the bowl cut. It would definitely be an older kid taking two hands to hold the home one up. This is a big vehicle, right? And I think it would have like the top that you pull off, right?
Yeah.
Just like the Falcon. And I think it would have like a little pilot area. And I think like the box art would have something like totally inappropriate. Like the General Madine character would be piloting the home one. But this would be such a big vehicle playset then.
Yeah.
It would also come with the meeting room. And that would really be the selling point. That's the main thing. And it's got like, you know, stickers that you can put on to be like, here's the art or the graphic of the Death Star 2 while they're making a plan. And it comes with two exclusive action figures that they did not make back in the day. One would just be a Mon Calamari officer. It would just be a random background Mon Calamari, definitely not have a name. And then the figure that they didn't make back in the day that they should have, Mon Mothma, also with stick. They can reuse the mold for Madine's pointer for Mon Mothma's pointer.
Yeah, I mean, Mothma was absolutely, I think, an oversight. Never sense of the word, but you got a winner of an idea here because the precedent was set with the Rebel transport vehicle, right?
Yeah,
that's about the scale you want, and Home One's. I'm not saying it in actuality. It's similar to the transport, but it's, you know, you could probably just rework that mold in a little bit, put extra plate pieces on it. And I'm looking at the Rebel transport box right now. You got a bunch of Rebel Hoth troops, but you got in the Rebel transport, you got Chewbacca, 3PO, and in the back because they have a back hatch, you have Kenobi and Luke. So what you're pitching is so awesome. Madine's piloting it, Mon Calamari, Squid Guy. This big Squid Guy captain would be there, something like that. And Mothma in the back. This is great. This is a winner. I really want this retroactively made.
Yeah, maybe it wouldn't even be Mon Calamari officer. Yeah, maybe it would be fish pilot.
and then you and I and many Star Wars fans would be in the late 90s going, no, what? No. His name's fish pilot.
Yeah, and then he would have got a name probably from the early role-playing games, and then everybody would know that name. Everyone would know that he's actually Commander Plunktu, and then we would all be like, hey, Commander Plunktu is going to be back in The Force Awakens, and we would all care.
Yeah, and then there would be that great late 90s comic run where Plunktu was a Jedi. It was revealed he was a Jedi, and he had power. Yeah, absolutely. EU, we love you. This is a winner. This is a winner. Yeah, and the Mon Mothma, it'd be absolutely, we should have had that figure. You know, this Home One vehicle, this is a winner. Gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that Rebel transport is hilarious. Kenobi's back.
Yeah. Yeah, if you had seen that's... a little bit of a spoiler if you're a kid looking at that box before you go into the theater to see Empire. Spoiler, and then setting you up for disappointment when it's just like, oh, he's just a ghost. Like, I thought he was just going to show up and save the day. Instead, this Mary Sue Luke is flying around learning things. Well, 2 seconds. Where's Kenobi?
How did he learn all of the lightsaber techniques to fight Vader on Cloud City?
Yeah. Unbelievable. Oh, man.
That's my number four, Home One, or probably, Akbar's Palace, Sky Palace, maybe it would have been called. I don't know if they would have used the name Home One.
Akbar's ship. Love that. My number four, sticking with episode four for me. And this is one I had to double check to make sure. Was there one made? Or am I envisioning something that is out there? And again, sometimes by the power of the Force, two Lionels. This creature, this playset could exist. So I'm just putting it out here now in terms of the classic line. This would probably be Christmas 78. This would not be original, that original box run. But you take a figure from that empty box campaign, the Tusken Raider. Now you need to buy that separately, okay? Tusken Raider not included for my number four choice, Bantha with mounting hole. That's right. It's a you have the patrol Dubac, which was available from Kenner. Now you have the grazing bantha. I don't know. Or, you know, sand planet elephant, whatever you want to call it. And I don't think there'd be real fur. I think the bantha would be a hard plastic mold. And it just, you have to imagine that you had a furry little bantha in your hands there. And then, like you said, you grab your Tusken Raider that you got for the empty box campaign that you saved up your allowance to get. And then you just stick them in a little hole, much like the Tauntaun a little bit later on with Luke, where you'd slide them into the sliced open belly. So, yeah, I think that'd be the way to go.
Yeah, that is shocking that there wasn't actually a bantha, because bantha is one of those weird names that was known, right? So many early Star Wars things are named after bantha. You know, it's one of those names that even, you know, kind of, hey, I like those movies, banthas, right? Like, people know it. So I love this idea that they would make that back in the day. The mount hole is hilarious. That you just jam the Tusken Raider's feet entirely through the back. But then I wonder if it would have like that compartment in its stomach you were talking about, but that's like literally its stomach, and you put a Jawa in there because a bantha ate it.
now it's just all over the map of awesomeness of just imagining, what is this toy? What is this figure? What can we do with it?
Yeah.
So there you go. I really want that. And then later on, you know, you'd get the updated version with the real fur.
Probably
by either 85 as they try to entice you to keep buying the toys, or it would have been, back in, about 1995, we would have got the actual one there. All right. That's my number four. We're up to your number three, and let's get weird, Joseph.
Yeah, this is another weird one. This is a real what if, because this could have happened if there had been more success from a certain Star Wars offshoot. They could have actually made figures, since they were really interested in how can we expand the line. This one for me, my number three, is the dream that the Star Wars Holiday Special was actually incredibly successful, and they felt they had to make action figures based on the Holiday Special. And out of all of the characters, for me, I had to go with my favorite character from the Holiday Special, and that is, I want a vintage Kenner 3 3/4 action figure of Krellman. This is the Harvey Korman character who had 11 fingers, a crush on the bartender Akmena, and most importantly, a giant hole in his head where he poured his alcohol.
I mean,
now I think this character would have had to come with a blaster and a cup, because that was his main action. I think he would have had a Han, his arm would have been molded bent, so you could imagine him pouring the liquor right into his head hole.
Here's when you say it like that, how is Star Wars taken seriously? I think what probably most likely would have happened is the mold. The arm would have been bent, like you said, but I think the cup would have been molded to the hand. Just, it would have been permanent.
Yep, you're right. You are exactly correct.
And obviously there wouldn't be an actual hole in his head, but that the Harvey Korman face mold, you don't need the detail. And then you just, you know, the little volcano top kind of head. You don't need it. It's not going to hinge and open up. You just have that, and you know, there you go. You're good to go.
Yeah, and then it's basically Ben Kenobi's body again.
Old wizard Ben Kenobi is the master mold here for many Kenner figures in our minds.
For anyone on Tatooine or in the Rebellion, sure, yeah. Robes, good. Yeah, maybe a new paint job.
Would you envision this? You could easily touch on a lot of other characters from the Holiday Special. Do you envision this as like a Mailway special, or like a weird line that popped up that just said Star Wars, you know, holiday figures or something like that?
Oh yeah. Oh, and I pulled up his costume. He does have he's got a great scarf thing going on. So that could have given him some great definition as well. Yeah, no, I mean, I think it would have been great if there was just like exactly the intent of the Holiday Special at the time is like, keep Star Wars in everyone's mind, and everybody's like blown away. That was amazing. We need Chewie's whole family. We need Akmena. And there's just a whole line of like Star Wars Holiday Special figures, you know, and you would not have to send, maybe there'd be one that you send away for, I don't know. Maybe you'd send away for Gormanda with all those extra arms, very expensive figure, deluxe.
Love it.
Yeah. If there had just been a Holiday Special line,
Right.
beauty, perfection. Yeah,
that's all we need. That's all we needed. That's all we needed. Come on, George. Why'd you kill the holiday special figure line? All right. My number three is a vehicle. I try to just come up with just the figures, but it's hard to turn away from vehicles there.
No, you can't.
You can't. A little bit later on, you've mentioned how much you love this one there. You got the Battle Damage X-Wing. So I don't know. This might have been too advanced for 77, 78. So maybe this comes out 80, 81. I don't know. Maybe you kind of trying to reignite some love for the original line. I want a break-apart X-Wing with Porkins. All right. And I think you can call him Porkins. Maybe you don't. Maybe he's just X-Wing Pilot 2 or something. I don't know.
His name is blatantly said in the film, right?
Yeah, you're right. So I think it tracks. And then break apart X-Wing. Not unlike, you know, some of the speeder bikes and stuff that you break apart there, the battle damage stuff. But you just press that button, the X-Wing goes in three spots, and poor Porkins does not eject. He just stays.
I really like this. I mean, that would have had to be like the line continued, right? Mm-hmm. Into once they had the break apart technology.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I'm trying to, the Porkins mold, his name unfortunately says a lot. So I think you maybe take an early version of like the Gamorrean Guard mold, but smaller. You know, I want to give Porkins his due. And they use that mold later on in with the Friar Tuck Costner, or not the yeah, the Robin Hood mold. I think the Gamorrean Guard came back. You just kind of take that mold. You just do that. Put it all together and give me a break part X-Wing with the sparking decals. You put that on.
Yeah. No, that would be so great. Yeah, that you just hit a button as it's flying along and you could just look at it. I think that would have helped a lot of people process.
Yeah. Yeah.
The reality of how difficult it is to be a rebel fighter.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was processing at 7, right? Man, this is a real difficult sacrifice these guys got to make. It, yeah. But and then you would have spent your childhood just killing Porkins over and over and over again. This list just got dark. We are now up to moving along here in this fun list here. Our number two choices for the Star Wars toys you wish Kenner made. Joseph, what is your number two selection?
My number two is a playset that I understand why they didn't make, but I think I would have loved when I was a kid. And I wonder if it would have been a bestseller or if it would have lingered on shelves. And it is a playset as well. It is Ben Kenobi's Hutt Exposition.
Oh, this is great.
With the exception of some major characters like Tarkin and the Bantha, like A New Hope got covered pretty well, right? A lot of the stuff from the film did get made. But that is a like key location. I can see how if you're looking at, back in the day, like this amazingly exciting adventure that looks and sounds like nothing else ever has been released. And you just want to recreate the excitement, the utter thrill of Star. You can take the thrill of Star Wars home. Yeah. Here's an old man's apartment.
Modestly furnished.
Here's the talking scene that you can recreate. Like, I get why it was not a priority. But man, we've talked about that scene. We did a whole one of our scene by scene episodes calling it his Hut of Exposition.
Right.
Breaking down how many just key lines, key ideas. You know, it's obviously it is the lightsaber moment. It is the moment where Kenobi shares his certain point of view truth with Luke. There's so much in that scene. But it's also like, oh, yeah, by the way, the Jedi, the Force, the Republic. And man, I would love that bit of history to have been, celebrated in molded plastic.
I mean, look, you got the Dagobah playset. I think New Hope was just too early for the toys to keep up, and I'm surprised they didn't go back and correct this.
Yeah.
This is easy.
Because it could have come with crate. At that point, with the crate where the lightsaber is in. At that point, they weren't making the free lightsabers until Empire Strikes Back, and even then, they were the wrong colors. But still, I can see them being like, hey, there's the crate. And then there'd be a molded lightsaber in there that you can't actually remove, you know?
It's not unlike Jabba's playset when you open it up and there's just like bones and stuff just molded in there.
Yeah, yeah. And like little, and I think on Dagobah there's like frogs that Yoda, we now know, probably ate. But yeah, I love the picture of, like, you know, it's got the little like kind of wraparound couch that he's got there.
Right.
In the table. And you would have like little molded bowls of his food. But then it'd be like, okay, sit down and talk. And you'd sit your Ben Kenobi and your Luke Skywalker action figure and their 3PO. And then their legs would just stick out.
Yeah.
Maybe you could like balance them. You could have put their feet up on the table.
Yeah. Oh, and they would always fall. It would really be annoying because you'd dunkle and you just hear him clunk over. You couldn't set up a little tableau to display there, you know?
Ken, this is perfect. This is the most immature thing I've ever said on Force Center. Mm. You know how the figures all came with the holes in their feet, you know, so you could peg them onto stands to make sure they stood up?
Yeah.
Well, these would come with exclusive Ben and Luke action figures with some other pegs to make sure that they could sit on the couch without falling over. Most immature thing I've said on the podcast in 6 years.
Look, Kenner figures need a good rump hole. That's all right. Okay. And I'm supporting this. It would have worked. The G.I. Joe figures had that hole in their back for backpacks. You know, you never questioned it. There was just a giant hole in their backs. You knew what it was for. You know, you didn't snicker. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. No, let's give them a backpack hole. I feel better about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. We, no,
they
rump
can
hole.
Plug into the back of the couch.
Yeah. Yeah. That would work. That would work. And genius. You designed an absolute, we need to kickstart the retro Kenobi's Hut of Exposition.
It makes me happy just thinking about it. So that's my number two, Ken.
That is great. My number two is same movie. I was really inspired. I'm looking at my list. I have not left New Hope. Oh, God. I'm just looking at my list.
Ken, when I put my list together to begin with, it was almost all just the cantina.
Yeah. I didn't even realize I did this. I did this list late last night. Oh my God, I feel bad. Sorry, Empire and Return of the Jedi. Maybe that's because those movies ended up getting a little bit more figures. I don't know. But my number two is one of my favorite scenes. That I mean, it's a great trivia, you know, scene based on who's who in the zoo there. I want the Imperial meeting set. All this is a plastic table. Round table, and with it comes Imperial General, Imperial Door Guard, and Imperial Security Chief, which means, yes, we would have got a Yularen long before we knew it was Yularen, Vader, and Tarkin not included. Because, yes, we didn't get Tarkin in the Kenner line. We know this. We could almost put that desire to have a Tarkin figure in the original Kenner line in the Hall of Fame, the Star Wars Rank Hall of Fame. But we decided not to really do that. And if he showed up, he showed up. But this is, you'd be very disappointed as a kid, potentially on Christmas Day, you unwrap the big box and it's a round table with a general, a chief, a security chief, and a door guard. And where's Vader to choke the Imperial General? You didn't know it was Conan Antonio Motti. And where's the old guy in the slippers? You want this? Where is it? Mom, where is it? Dad, where is it? Nope, next year. But you get the Imperial meeting set and you get to debrief and talk about the rebellion.
Look, if you had the Imperial meeting room, Kenobi's Hut of Exposition, how much more would all the children have concentrated on? You know, what's great in Star Wars is the action, the lightsabers, the space battles, but also the conversations.
Yeah.
The chit chat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you could have brought your Dodonna action figure, your rebel leader. And he could have staged like some sort of, strike force to take over the Imperial meeting and hold his rebel meeting there.
Yes. And then you fly in with break apart X-Wing and explodes and it all goes to that.
Would there have been any attempt to simulate choking? Like in the Power of the Force, they made a Mahdi figure that is one of the more disturbing Star Wars figures that is actively choking, right? And reaching to his throat, his fingers forever grasping at his collar. Now they wouldn't have done that, but would they have tried to make like a little grimace?
Yes. But I also thought about this because it says, you know, it comes with a table, but maybe you could put on, cause we had like the droid factory play sets. You find something, you know, maybe the bottom piece of the Kenobi hut, it would just be a floor and you have chairs that, again, maybe you need the back holes for the chairs, but one of the chairs would have flicking action, which if you flicked it, the Imperial general figure would fall forward as if he was being choked.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Oh, that is such a mechanical delight to think about of like, yeah, with choking action.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So
absolutely, yeah. Love it.
That's where I'm at with that one there. So this is a wild one. I think the Kenobi Hut has a better chance of still happening than the Imperial meeting set in classic Kenner style, but that's what I got.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think you can buy the like really elaborate sets that you put together, but I don't know if it has the whole meeting table. But it's a whole different thing to imagine getting it back in the day.
I mean, I everyone knows I love my Imperial officers for whatever reason, but thanks to you, Joseph, I have the Death Star drinking cup from that scene from the Galaxy's Edge, which you had to text me and remind me because I was staring at the Sith cloak and you were like, text me, look next to the Sith cloak. And I had to go back and find, oh my God, Imperial drinking mugs.
Yeah, because I got one when I went to Galaxy's Edge, and I was like, this is one of those in-universe things that has become a fun joke because nobody could know back in the 70s. This is what everyone on the go is going to drink their Starbucks in, and then it's going to look totally real world. And then I just love that Galaxy's Edge actually made them. Like, Ken needs one of these.
I need it. So that is my number two, the Imperial meeting set. Your number two, the Ben Kenobi Hut of Exposition. We have made it to the top, but we are going to take a quick break, reset on the other side. We're going to talk about our runner-up choices and our number one selections for the Star Wars toys we wish Kenner made. Stick around. This is Star Wars Runner.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story.
In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, 4Center friends, make sure you're keeping up to date on all the great content from Jennifer Landa. Whether it's YouTube, Instagram, or TikTok, you whippersnappers, 4Center's own Jennifer Landa continues to bring you fun, informative, and insightful laughs and moments.
Also, Jennifer brings her experience and perspective as a Star Wars-loving mother to her DIY projects, blogs, and more. So be sure to head on over to JennyLanda.com, that's JennyLanda.com, for articles like how to make your own Darth Maul sneakers or 10 unique Star Wars baby gift ideas.
Follow Jen on Twitter and Instagram at Jennifer Landa and on TikTok as JenniferLanda1138. Welcome back to Star Wars Rank. Me and Joseph Scrimshaw are having a lot of fun ranking the Star Wars toys we wish Kenner may. Going back to that classic era, 77 to about 85 there. When a lot of Joseph's favorite things, a lot of sad Lobots were hanging on the racks there. We're going to get to our number one choices here in a bit. But before we do that, we want to talk about some runner-ups, the thoughts that almost made the list. What do you have, Joseph?
Yeah. So I have a couple that would never be made and a couple that did get made eventually. For one that did get made eventually for Power of the Force, which was one of my, someday maybe they'll make this character because they never would have made him back in the day. But I do want to see the retro version. And that is Wu-Hair, of course, the cantina bartender, one of the least glamorous characters in all of Star Wars. You had to send away for him. But I think what would have been great about making Wu-Hair back in the day is, one, I think it just would have grown, growing up with that character, and it wouldn't have been Wu-Hair, right? It would have been gruff bartender or angry bartender, whatever. You would have had to, you know, create different stories that happened to him. He would have joined the rebellion, right? You know, he would have ended up in that imperial meeting. He would have been an imperial informant. Everybody would have made up stories about Wu-Hair. But my favorite thing, if they made him back in the day, they would have had to give him an accessory, and it probably just would have been a blaster, which would have been ironic since he is known for yelling, "No blasters, no blasters." And then he came with a blaster.
Yeah, maybe he was diving for his own, but he just couldn't get there in time, and he quit.
Exactly. So Wu-Hair with ironic blaster or space bartender, whatever they would have called him.
Yeah. Would it have been cantina proprietor, even though it's not necessarily accurate?
Like cantina worker, probably it would have been.
Cantina barman. I like it.
Yeah, maybe they wouldn't have been able to say bar. Like, look, let's keep this safe for kids.
That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point.
Cantina drink man. So Wu-Hair with ironic blaster. They didn't get into making these back in the day, but they should have. I wish for the Empire Strikes Back line, they would have made Hologram Emperor, and they wouldn't have labeled it this way, but we would have known the truth. Hologram Emperor with chimpanzee eyes, right? Like the Emperor as he looked in Empire Strikes Back, the original release.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Would have been like 3 3/4?
Yeah. I mean, I think they also, the other thing that's great about that is, he's got the hood, but you don't know that the rest of him is just a cloak. So who knows what the hell they would have made up for what he's wearing.
Right.
Maybe he would have had like stormtrooper armor in a hood. But then he's all blue.
Yeah. Yeah. And then had like some sandals on.
Yeah, or like some different version of Vader's armor. Like, he's probably got armor too, right? You know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but they would not have been able to get the detail on the weird chimpanzee eyes that he had in the original release. So it's just wonderful to think of what kind of nightmare that plastic face would have been. And in blue, too. This action figure would have been the stuff of nightmares, and I wish I had those nightmares.
Man, as someone who mailed away for that Emperor that came around the Jedi release, man, I would have rather had this.
Then I got another playset. I almost put this in the list, but it felt too dark. But it feels a little close to something they could have made. They, of course, made the Dagobah playset for Empire Strikes Back. I had that. I still have it. I love it. And they did some things to make it action-packed. You know, you got the little pegs that you can put Luke and Vader on and have the dream nightmare fight in the tree. But this Yoda playset would have been specifically for Return of the Jedi, and it wouldn't have been the whole Dagobah playset. It would have just focused on maybe even just you could take the lid off and there was a different arrangement. But this is what I'm calling the Yoda's deathbed playset. And it would have come with a little cloth blanket, and you would have been able to pull a physical lever. You'd be able to like make Yoda lie down in the bed, put the blanket over him, and then pull a lever, and the Yoda action figure drops beneath, so you can act out Yoda disappearing into the Force and, you know, gather around kids and learn to process death.
This is beautiful. This is tragic, beautiful. My sister, who of course cried at that scene in the theater, would never have wanted that playset under my Christmas tree gift set there, you know.
No. But I was just trying to think of like, what are scenes that they could somehow find little plastic physical ways to act out? This is the way of things. This is the way of the Force and this plastic toy.
And this disappearing Yoda.
So I got two more runner up, but I wanted to bat it back to you.
Absolutely. So a couple that I think fall into the, I just kind of wanted, and yes, later on we get some effect. I'm staring at a vintage version, 3 3/4 of one of the figures. Now that is Metal Ceremony Leia. I know later on we got that figure a lot in a lot of sets as we should, but just a classic Kenner version of it would have been interesting for me, because you and I have talked, and a lot of Star Wars fans, we have these discussions. The looks of Leia, you know, are kind of based on the figures, you know, Hoth Leia, Bespin Leia, all those kind of things. Like, you know, we viewed the varying personalities and chapters of Leia's life via Kenner figures. So, you know, metal, happy metal ceremony Leia is one I would have wanted as a child.
Absolutely. And Metal Ceremony Leia and Luke in particular with that awesome jacket were ones that I was just hungry for when Power of the Force, you know, started up, and was so happy when they made them.
Absolutely. Yeah. The other one, I think at some point they surely made this, but Rebel and Biker Scout disguise from the Battle of Endor, as the Rebel soldier puts on the Biker Scout outfit to help their break in.
Yeah, that could have been in the kids' Did You Spot It line.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. So those are a couple of minor ones. But then kind of some actual choices here. I will go to Empire Strikes Back. We got later on, because the cult around this figure grew, the Wilro Hood figure, we did eventually get. Look, no one back in 80 knew what they were starting with a guy running around with the ice cream maker. No one, you know, I always say like Akbar's It's a Trap wasn't an immediate classic line as you'd think. It kind of picked up speed a little bit later on, became an inside joke that became something bigger. I feel. So I think Wilro Hood, they wouldn't have known to make it, but if you look at the New Hope line, and even, you know, all of the lines, but Empire still too, you know, like I said, they're looking in the background and going, what can we sell? What can we make and what can we sell? And I think Fleen Citizen would have been the figure.
Absolutely, because they did not hold back when it came to Cloud City, right? They made the exciting cloud car pilot. They made several different Bespin security guards. They, of course, made Lobot. They should have made Wilro Hood.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. Oversight corrected. And then I'll go. Now, I debated this one. This is a you would not have made it in 77. There's just... you're not going to see it in the movie, but you did see. I grew up with seeing this. The Star Wars picture book, storybook, had the scene in the deleted scene of Biggs visiting Luke on Tatooine, and Biggs in his absolutely sexy, sleek black cape, white shirt, beige pant combo. Like, come on. So I want what I'm calling Cape Chic Biggs, but we would have called Rebel Pal. Just your buddy, maybe Rebel Buddy, like Luke's Rebel Buddy. And I just have a nice vinyl cape, Biggs mold there, you know. I think I think it would have been almost the Constable Zuvio of its time.
Yeah, we needed a Constable Zuvio. I was thinking about this. I was so happy that you included this Biggs because it is absolutely perfect. And, you know, he's in the storybook. I think there are probably trading cards. I don't know or remember because I didn't have a lot of the New Hope ones. Mm-hmm. So it would have been like a full, almost Berenstain Bears universe. Like a bunch of kids would have truly remembered. Like there's an action figure. He's in the storybook. He's in the movie, right? Mm-hmm. And they would just remember that alternate universe where, yeah, that scene was in the movie, of course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It just was there.
It's just truth.
And it's in the novel, so that adding to the confusion I felt as a kid. So
absolutely. Yeah.
So Rebel Pal, we need that. Final one for me, then I'll kick back to your final two, then we'll go to the number one choices here. And again, I had to check myself to make sure there wasn't some kind of version of this. So maybe there is. You mentioned Battle Damage X-Wing. I got Break Apart X-Wing. I wanted New Hope Battle Damage R2. So get him right after the Battle of Yavin and they're going to make him. Don't worry. They'll make him all brand new there. 3PO, don't you worry. Your buddy's going to be fixed. And now you get that figure. You get the like charred, broken R2.
Yeah, with loose circuits and gears.
Yeah. 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 You know, you get this. You get the dying Yoda playset. You get the Imperial meeting where one guy is choked. I mean, it's a wonderful, uplifting line.
Yeah, look, just, you know, you need to work through the violence, kids.
Yeah. Those are some of my runner-ups. What are the other two on your list there?
You just reminded me of one that I thought about but didn't put down. Is a Stormtrooper with smoking chest hole.
From what film? It could be Empire. All of them? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
They all get shot and have a smoking chest hole at some point, right?
I like that, yeah.
My last two. One is Absolute Absurdity. And one is the one that I truly deeply wanted. So I'll start with the one that I truly deeply wanted. And I also Googled, like, I don't think they ever officially made any big run of this, or we would be talking about it all the time, which is a full playset from Return of the Jedi of the Emperor's throne room, right?
I mean, that's just a winner. I'm surprised. I'm really surprised.
Right. I mean, like, I know they had, like, the Death Star playset, right? Which was, you know, a holy grail in many ways up there with the AT-AT or AT-AT. Mm-hmm. But there are so many distinctive actions. And I remember thinking about this one of like, yeah, if they had a playset, you know, it'd have those cool stairs. You could have Palpatine sitting with his legs out and his back hole plugged in on the throne. But then, right, you would have for sure had like, here's the area down below where Luke hides. And then here is the walkway above that you click the link. You pretend that Vader threw his lightsaber, which you couldn't do because it was attached to his arm. So you'd have to throw his whole body.
Right.
And then it falls down, right? And your Luke action figure tumbles down. Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God. Because you have Brightree Village. You have that set. You have big sets. You've Rancor. You have big molds. Some of the Hoth stuff.
I'm surprised.
And maybe someone will unearth some concept art. Maybe they were going to. I don't know. But absolutely. Seems like a winner. Especially with that throne is just so, you know, is it iconic in the way Game of Thrones throne later on? Maybe. But in its own way, it is. Especially for the. Yeah. You could have made that throne.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You could have just sold throne as a separate.
Throne. Mom, can I go to J.J. Newberry's and get throne?
I need to send away for Emperor's chair.
Mom, can you cut out the UPC things on the bottom of the box? I need throne.
I need to buy 6 Lobots so that I can cut up the package and get Emperor's chair. This is the most important thing in my life this summer.
I love it.
Would have for sure happened. When I was Googling this, I did find that there was some toy fair back in the day where Kenner, it looked like, I don't know if it was just like the individual employee had made some sort of mold of a big throne room playset. To display all of the figures. So I don't know if that was like maybe a possibility, a glimmer. I didn't have time to go all the way down the research rabbit hole, but Emperor's Throne Room would have loved it if it was one that every kid pined for.
Love it.
My final runner up here, Ken, is we've made a couple jokes about him, Lobot. This is a thing that I love talking about that in particular as Empire Strikes Back had been out for a while. Everybody was hungry for the fresh wave of figures that would come with Return of the Jedi. And you would go to the store and, you know, you'd even have one of those special days where your parents would say, like, look, we got a little bit of money. You can buy one action figure.
Yes.
And the only thing you would encounter at a Kmart or a Target would be the wall of sad Lobots. Lobot is to me this like absolute tension point where, you know, at a certain point, kids would just buy whatever action figure. Like, we don't even remember them from the film. Or like the Power Droid. It is a walking battery. We didn't even know that. It's just it's a square with feet that says Gonk, and we bought it. But Lobot was the one where like, he's for some reason the line at which like we won't all just buy that back in the day, because you would find walls and walls of Lobot. So the thing that amused me the most is the idea that they would say, you know what we need? Not, you know, Medal Ceremony Luke or Leia, not Tarkin, not Mothma, not major characters or outfits we missed. What we need is a second Lobot.
Yeah.
So the Lobot I came up with, Ken, is Meditation Lobot. And this is the exact same figure as normal Lobot, but there are no pupils painted on his eyes. So it looks like his eyes are closed like they are right before Lando contacts him.
Man, that is just a microsecond of fun that you can enjoy for a lifetime, huh?
Just, yeah.
There you go.
Meditation Lobot. And then you the commercials would be like, you can switch him out quickly with normal Lobot with eyes open. And you can simulate the exciting moment in Empire Strikes Back where Lando Calrissian sends a Lobot an email through his mind. Oh, whoops. We're traveling through time. We don't know what emails are. Yeah. Anyway.
Complete the scene with the fleeing citizen figure.
His eyes are wide open to the dangers the Empire presents.
Oh, the fun we could have had.
Yes. So that's it for my runners-up, Meditation Lobot.
Wonderful, wonderful runner-up list there. So many choices that almost made it, but we're going to list our number one choices for the Star Wars toys we wish Kenner made. I'll go with my number one so Joseph can close the show. And again, there's a theme in my list. We're going to A New Hope. We are going to a point where I had to Google to make sure like that this wasn't made during the classic era. Like I'm like, I don't remember this. I want to make sure. I even have Sansweet's big book. I pulled that off the shelf. Maybe later on we get versions of this, but sometimes your mind just kind of mushes it all into one thing. But going back to the classic era, so I think this would have been about 78. Would have waited for a little bit more your money to get pumped into Kenner from the big sales, and then you know, the ability to make bigger and better figures starts to happen. I want the Lars family dinner playset. You got the table. Maybe you got a little half dome with the painting, the symbols on the wall there.
Yeah.
You get an Uncle Owen. You get an Aunt Beru, which we didn't have. And no disrespect to Fraser, Sheila Fraser, who was Aunt Beru. She kind of had a hairstyle and head that looked like a Kenner mold from the which was the style of the time. By the way, you mentioned that haircut. I had the 8 is enough Adam, I think it was Adam Rich haircut, the bowl cut, for about 10 years of my youth. I looked like a Kenner figure too. And then here's the kicker. It doesn't come with Luke. You got to pay for that separately, Joseph. This comes with Treadwell droid, which would have just been Tread droid or something like that. And yes, is there blue milk? I think maybe molded to Aunt Beru's right arm.
Yeah, you know what would be great with this? If they then added Luke Skywalker, exact same mold, except for without the yellow lightsaber that came out of his arm. Of like, remember, this is Luke before he had an exciting life.
Yes.
So he doesn't have a lightsaber yet.
Yeah, absolutely. He just wants to go to Anchorhead. Lars family dinner set would have been sparse, not super detailed. I think even now you could have Lego sets more detailed than this, but I love it. And, you know, much like we needed a Mothma, we needed a Beru and an Uncle Owen for all that's worth. But I absolutely stand by this set. And then again, Tread droid, just Treadwell droid, but just Tread droid or Tank droid or Spider droid. It would have been something weird, but you just get a little tiny rinky dinky plastic version of that droid. And then mom, can I then go buy Luke?
Yeah, and you'd have to play with Wed Treadwell so carefully because that droid would break so easily.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The amount of, yeah, it would be a rare find now because not many would have emerged from the 70s in one piece.
No. And you could only replace it by buying the whole set.
Absolutely.
That is great. That is great. We have all of the conversations of A New Hope covered.
Yes, we do. We do. And again, I was daydreaming about some stuff in Empire and Return of the Jedi. I guess my heart took me to New Hope. So that is my number one choice, large Lars family dinner playset, which might be large. But Joseph, we are going to end the show with your number one selection for Star Wars toy you wish Kenner made.
And this is a weird one. I went with a weird one for number one, but when I thought about it, I was like, yeah, this is kind of captures what I love about action figures in general, but specifically the role that action figures played back in the day. There was so much about Star Wars that was, I say this often, tip of the iceberg, where you just hear about something and it would make your imagination soar. And I think the action figures really played into that as well, because you would get you don't know the life of a cloud car pilot or Bespin security guard or whatever random rebel soldier this is on Hoth or, Pathfinder on Endor. You didn't even know Pathfinder. Like, you would get these characters that were tip of the iceberg characters, and you would get to make up all of these adventures and these little bits of plastic. They were us taking the movie home, but they were just like, they were story prompts. They were just like, make up new things. And the action figure that came to my mind kind of is a joke, but then to me it was like, but this is a symbol of exactly that, of action figure as story prompt. I wish that they had made, for Empire Strikes Back, Ord Mantell Bounty Hunter. Yes. That was just that one line that fired people's imagination, where Han says, well, the bounty hunter we ran into on Ord Mantell changed my mind. And, the bounty hunters in Empire Strikes Back were so electrifying, and those figures were so exciting. Talk about tip of the iceberg. You totally had to make up the story. Boba Fett, you maybe had the tiniest of hints, and everybody else was like, what's Bosk's deal? I don't know. Make it up,
Yeah.
And the idea that then there would be a bounty hunter action figure made just because it was mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Which then also just makes me think, okay, well, if they didn't have, any Lucasfilm designs to go on, because this is a bounty hunter that's just made, what would have Kenner just made up? And would it have been cool? Or would it have just been like, it's this this one, it's a donkey with the Boba Fett's chest and IG-88's legs. I don't know. Like, what would they have made up? Would it have been cool? Or would it have been like the, what is this janky made-up bounty hunter that's not in the film? But either way, if it had been just the most blazingly cool, like a rival Boba Fett cool action figure, that would have been awesome. And if it was just a, what is this janky made-up bullshit, that would have been awesome too.
A little bit of yak face, a little bit of prune face, wedges blaster. I don't know. Like,
you got to record the Mambo number 5 version of this, right? Little bit of yak face.
Oh, this is beautiful. This is absolutely beautiful. Yeah. The imagination, because this to me is like an 85 release, right? This is the Power of the Force one line where you get a token and they're sitting around the Kenner offices there, Cincinnati, going, we got to come up with something. We got this. The line's fading. Kids are moving on. G.I. Joe, everything's kind of taken over. You know what? That bounty hunter. We never found it. Let's create it.
And that last bit of Power of the Force line in 85 is such a mixture of like, let's scrape the bottom of the barrel and get the Imperial dignitary. And then also just the blazingly cool and deeply wanted, like the R2 that fires the lightsaber and Luke Skywalker in Stormtrooper disguise. Just a fascinating little line, and Ord Mantell Bounty Hunter would have really added to that.
Oh man, that would have been the conversations, the fill in the blanks that you would have had on the playground if you owned that figure. Just let me tell you what this figure is. Han mentions it. You would have been the expert if you had it. You just would have to make up your own headcanon.
Exactly.
Wow. This was I knew this was going to be fun, but it turned out to be even more fun than I thought. Just
amazing.
Looking back, daydreaming. Thank you, Joseph, for really just kind of making this list pop and inspiring my list and just taking a half-baked idea and turning it into something really fun.
A fully baked meal that we could eat at the playset of the Lars Homestead.
After then going hanging out with Obi-Wan and eventually ending up in Yoda's bed of death. After you take the home one flown by General Madine.
Collect them all, kids. But remember, nothing truly lasts. But for now, collect them all.
Collect them all, indeed. Maybe we'll do this again sometime in another way. This has been a lot of fun. You out there listening, thank you for joining us here. If you want to submit your own. Use the hashtag Star Wars Ranked on Twitter. And you can find us on Twitter at Force Center Pod. Or on Instagram and YouTube as well. Our Facebook page is Force Center Podcast. You can get an audiobook on us by going to audibletrial.com/Force Center. Also, don't forget that code at Inside Editions, FC35. Go to Inside Editions, get a Star Wars book or many other books they have there, and use that code, get 35% off. And then you can find our podcast at Anchor, Google Podcasts, all those spots. I sometimes just search. If we're not there, find it. But also check it out, Spotify, Amazon Music. Don't forget, you can get merch at tpublic.com/user/ForceCenter. And then you can support us directly at patreon.com/ForceCenter. From there, you get into our Discord server. We have wonderful, positive, affirming Star Wars conversations over there with all of our listeners and friends. You can follow me at Ken Napsok. Go to my website, kennapsok.com. Don't forget to check out the GPA.fun. Have a lot of fun over there. That's why we've named the website .fun, Building an Empire Fun. For Joseph, where can they go?
Yeah, you can go to Twitter and Instagram at Joseph Scrimshaw, and you can also, with the same handle at Joseph Scrimshaw, find me on TikTok. Most of what I'm doing on TikTok is just having fun looking at some of my action figures. So if you are the type who likes action figures, go check out some of my action figure feelings on TikTok at Joseph Scrimshaw. And then for all my other comedy adventures, you can go to my website, josephscrimshaw.com.
We need a theme song, the action figure feeling. check it out there. Thank you all for listening. A lot of fun today. Hit us with your own list, man. At that hashtag Star Wars Rank. Let us know. All right. That's it for this week. Kenner, get to making those. Star Wars has been ranked.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.